Granny, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the progress of the Edwards Observatory was retarded quite considerably yesterday when a stiff breeze blew the shack, which was being converted into the observatory, off its perch on top of a hill. Unfortunately, Professor Sloan happened to be inside the shack at the time. However, his unexpected flight to the valley left him with only a few bruises and strained muscles. As we look around the community today, we find Lum and Abner in the hallway of Sister Simpson's boarding house. They're about to enter the room where the professor is convalescing. Listen.
Is this the professor's door here, Lum?
I reckon so. I believe this is the one Sister Simpson said.
Well, you want to just go on in? You want to knock or what?
Yeah, but be quiet, though. He might be sleeping.
You don't reckon he's unsubconscientious, do you?
No, but he's more likely awful weak.
Oh, bound to be, bound
to be.
That's
a bad fall he had off that hill yesterday.
Why, sure, yeah.
We oughtn't to stay long, I don't reckon.
Don't stay long, huh?
No. And recollect now, don't say nothing to make him feel worse.
Well, no, I ain't going to.
What we got to do is cheer him up.
Yeah, that's what we want to do, cheer him up all we can.
Make him feel better. That'll help him get well quicker.
Why, sure, that's a thing to do. Well, you want to go on in?
Yeah. Open the door kind of slow, like.
Uh-huh. He's got his light on.
Oh, good. Maybe he's awake then.
Yeah, he's sitting up reading there, Lum.
Well, hello there, Mr. Edwards.
Oh, Mr. Peabody.
Oh, howdy, Professor.
Yeah, howdy, Professor.
Well, this is indeed a surprise. Come in.
Well, we won't stay long, Professor. Just wanted to see how you're getting along. Thought we'd drop over and cheer you up a little.
Yeah, that's what we come over for. And we brought you some flowers, too. Some lilies.
Lilies?
Yeah. Do you want them in a vase, or do you want to just sort of hold them in your hand there?
No, in a vase, of course. There's something about holding lilies in your hand. Just put them in that glass of water there.
Yeah, this one right here, huh?
How are you feeling, Professor?
Oh, just fine. Splendid. I was merely shaken up a little by the fall.
Well?
I've been reading quite an interesting book here. I'm sure you'd like it, Mr. Edwards. It's called The Romance of Planetary Nebulae.
Oh, love novel, huh?
Yeah. Oh, no. It's a book on astronomy.
Oh, why, natural. Anybody could tell that.
Well, I don't know how, Lum. We got a book, The Romance of Evelyn Ermentrude, in the library, and that's a love novel. I know I've read it 4 times.
Well, this is different, though. Planetary Nebulae is a... He's an astronomer, wasn't he?
No, not exactly. No, these are formations in the sky. Yes. Mm-hmm. They generally have what we call a central star inside the ring nebula, you know?
Oh, yeah. What's the matter with me? Natural.
Very rare kind of stars, too, these are. These central stars.
Oh, yeah. Awful rare.
Yes. Most of them are the O type, you know. Very hot.
Very hot, yeah.
Yes, very hot. The temperature... Oh, runs around, say, 90,000 degrees Fahrenheit sometimes.
It does. Doggy, that's an awful high temperature. Have you saw Doc Miller yet?
Who's that?
Doc Miller.
Abner, don't mention doctors to him.
Well, Lum, if he's got a temperature, look at
it. Who is this Dr. Miller? Is he an astronomer?
No, he's just a feller we know, Professor. Don't worry about it. You just take it easy and you'll be all right.
Why, sure, you're going to be all right. Don't worry about a thing.
I'm not worrying about anything. Not a thing.
That's the spirit. Just keep your chin up. You're going to get well. Don't let nobody tell you no different.
Oh, so you're a fool.
Get well? Well, but I am well. There's practically nothing wrong with me, no?
Of course ain't. That's the way I like to hear you talk. Of course ain't nothing wrong with you. You just are tired and need rest, that's all.
Yeah.
Abner, what was that funny joke you were telling me this morning?
Funny joke?
Yeah, you know.
Think
of a joke to tell him.
Oh, yeah.
This is awful funny, Professor. You'll die laughing. Or, you'll laugh awful hard.
Yes, well, getting back to the planetary nebulae, this...
Once upon a time, there was two fellers named Pat and Mike, and one of them, I believe it was Mike. No, it might have been Pat. Anyway, one of them died and went to heaven.
No, Abner, not that. Don't tell that.
Why? Ain't it nice?
Well, it's nice, all right, but, well, you know.
What? Was I telling it wrong?
No, don't say nothing about dying in front of him.
Oh, no.
I say, what are you two whispering about?
Oh, nothing at all, Professor. I was just telling Abner I thought we ought to be going so you can get some rest.
Oh, no, don't go. Please don't go. There happens to be an interesting point this author brings up in regard to the unorthodox behavior of the planetaries.
Yeah, well, I'd love to discuss that with you, Professor, but I know you need the rest.
Well, but I'm not tired. I feel quite wonderful.
Of course you do, but I can tell by looking at you. You need rest.
Oh, yeah, you just think you feel good. I know how you feel.
Little sleep will more likely bring back some color into your face.
Yeah. Color? You mean I look pale?
Oh, no. You look fine. Don't look pale a bit, hardly.
No, I don't believe you're actual pale. I believe it's just sort of the way that light hits your face that makes you look that way. Sort of gives you that dull grayish cast to you.
Yeah, that's it. Just the way the light falls there.
Oh, by Jove, I can't imagine what would make me look pale. Would you hand me that mirror over there, right over there?
Oh, I wouldn't bother to look in that old thing.
No, it's cracked anyway, I think. Whoever done that will get 7 years bad luck to you.
Let me see. All I got was a few little bruises and some sore muscles. Outside of that, I feel perfectly all right.
Well, of course you do. I'd lay down, though, if I was you, Professor.
Oh.
I know the Widder Abernathy's man had a coloring sort of like yours just before he passed on to his reward.
Yes, he did. Looked a whole lot like he sure did.
You've been setting up for quite a spell now. No use taking no chances.
A chance? What do you mean, taking a chance?
Now, there's nothing to worry about, Professor. You're going to pull out of this in good shape. I'm right nigh sure of it.
Yeah.
But you got to take it easy.
Oh.
I recollect a feller used to live here in Pine Ridge that fell off his front porch one time.
You mean old Frank Bessemer Long?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I forgot about him. Poor old Frank. Yes, sir. A good man, too.
He felt fine the next day. Or at least he thought he did. And he even went back to work.
Yeah, sure. He got up and went down the store. See, he run a little feed store about quarter of a mile south of here, I reckon. He went to work just like there's nothing wrong with him.
Went right back to work, and bingo, went just like that.
Yeah.
No warning or nothing.
No.
Just complained a little about a pain in his back, so.
Yeah.
Oh, dear me, I...
Went on to his reward, frankly.
Yeah.
Well, you say, this Mr. Bessemer, he fell off his porch?
Yeah, but, of course, you ain't got nothing like him.
No. He fell off a porch, and you fell off of a hill, Professor.
Oh, yeah, that pain in his back, that sort of come and go and come and go.
Oh, I don't recollect. I wouldn't worry about that if I was you.
No, see, we never got much of a chance to talk to Frank to find out just how the pain did affect him. He just went so quick.
Yes, well, if you don't mind my saying so, now that you mention it, I... believe I have a slight pain in my back. It sort of comes and goes. And...
It does.
Yes.
It does. Well, I think it'll go away all right. Ain't nothing serious. Leastways, I don't think it is.
Lum, you reckon I ought to go and get him some of Aunt Charity Jimson Weed Salve and some Sandy Tea?
No, not unless he starts getting weaker, Abner. You ain't getting weaker, are you, Professor?
Well, I don't think so. I just... sitting here, I feel quite well.
Well, if you do, you ain't got a thing in the world to worry about. If Aunt Charity's remedies can't save you from the shatters, why, Doc Miller can.
Yeah, he's an awful good doctor. If you can get hold of him in time, that's the only trouble, finding Doc.
He's pulled me through the shatters a many a time.
Yeah, but just at the time you need him, why, you never can get touch with him. See, he has an awful lot of territory to cover around here. He's busy all the time.
Oh, yes, well, tell me, am I very pale?
No, not very. Is he, Abner?
No. I don't believe he's much paler than he was when we come in.
But that's natural with pains in the back and all, and feeling weak and all that stuff. Do you want us to help you lay down flat, Professor?
Oh, yes. Would you please?
Sure, yeah. That's a thing to do.
Get around to the other side of the bed.
Just a minute. Let me get around over here and I'll help.
Sort of take hold of his shoulder. Gentle.
Thank you.
Don't take no exercise. That's a thing for you not to do.
This Frank Bessemer. Tell me, was he about my age?
Oh, no. Now, don't worry about that. He weren't even near your age.
Oh, no, Lord, me. I can tell by looking at you. He was a whole lot younger than you was. Oh. And I believe he was a stronger man, too, he looked at. He was a big, husky feller. You'd never think anything would hurt Frank. And then just to fall off a porch, and that was it. That's funny, got it.
I say, Abner, easy now.
Yeah.
Don't want to hurt the professor.
No.
Don't want to spread that pain around.
Oh, don't want to do that, no, sir.
Tell me, is that what happens in these cases? I mean, the pain spreads around?
Oh, maybe a little. Easy there,
Abner. I mean...
Oh, dear, I think I can feel the pain up around my shoulder right now.
Uh-oh.
Is that the way it happened to... To Bessemer?
Yeah, it's a bad sign, but keep your spirits up, Professor. Yeah. You just lay there and be as quiet as you can, and we'll try to get hold of Doc Miller for you.
Oh, yes. Call Dr. Miller and tell him, please, to hurry.
Oh, don't worry. He'll hurry. Come on, Abner. Professor will need all the rest he can get.
You want me to put these lilies here where you can see them, Professor?
Oh, Abner, don't bother him. Well, we'll get to Doc and then drop in a little later, Professor. And recollect now, cheer up.
Oh.
Come on, Abner. Close the door as quiet as you can.
Yeah, I am. Poor old feller. I dog his lawn. It's just a lucky thing we got here when we did, you know it?
Yeah. Our cheering him up might be the one thing that saved his life.